Falling Stars by Rainer Maria Rilke. Do you remember still the falling stars that like swift horses through the heavens raced and suddenly leaped across the hurdles of our wishes? Do you recall? And we did make so many, for there were countless numbers of stars. Each time we looked above, we were astounded by the swiftness of their daring play, while in our hearts we felt safe and secure watching these brilliant bodies disintegrate, knowing somehow we had survived their fall.
Sonnet 1 from Sonnets to Orpheus by Rainer Maria Rilke. There rose a tree, O pure transcendence, O Orpheus sings, O tall tree in the ear. And all was silent. Yet still in this silence proceeded new beginning, sign, and transformation. Creatures of stillness pressed out of the clear, unraveled forest from lair and nest, and it came to pass that not by cunning and not out of fear were they made so quiet, but simply out of hearing. Bellow, scream, roar seemed small in their hearts, and just where there was scarcely a hut to receive this, a shelter of darkest longing with an entrance whose post shook, you built for them a temple in hearing.
Silent Hour by Rainer Maria Rilke. Whoever weeps somewhere out in the world, weeps without cause in the world, weeps over me. Whoever laughs somewhere out in the night, laughs without cause in the night, laughs at me. Whoever wanders somewhere in the world, wanders in vain in the world, wanders to me. Whoever dies somewhere in the world, dies without cause in the world, looks at me.
Memories of a Childhood by Rainer Maria Rilke. The darkness hung like richness in the room when, like a dream, the mother entered there, and then a glass's tinkle stirred the air near where a boy sat in the silent gloom. The room betrayed the mother, so she felt. She kissed her boy and questioned, "Are you here?" And with a gesture that he held most dear, down for a moment by his side she knelt. Toward the piano they both shyly glanced, for she would sing to him on many a night, and the child seated in the fading light would listen strangely, as if half entranced. His large eyes fastened with a quiet glow upon the hand which by her ring seemed bent, and slowly wandering o'er the white keys went, moving as though against a drift of snow.
Black Cat by Rainer Maria Rilke. A ghost, though invisible, still is like a place your sight can knock on, echoing. But here, within this thick black pelt, your strongest gaze will be absorbed and utterly disappear. Just as a raving madman, when nothing else can ease him, charges into his dark night howling, pounds on the padded wall, and feels the rage being taken in and pacified. She seems to hide all looks that have ever fallen into her, so that, like an audience, she can look them over, menacing and sullen, and curl to sleep with them. But all at once, as if awakened, she turns her face to yours, and with a shock, you see yourself, tiny inside the golden amber of her eyeballs, suspended like a prehistoric fly.
The Cat by Charles Baudelaire.